But anyways, God's presence is essential. Amen? Without his presence, we're nothing. I don't care how much word you know. I don't care if you remember the page numbers. Amen? Without his presence, we're nothing. His presence is everything. Everything else besides his presence becomes religion, not relationship. Amen? Listen, I got a teaching here today, but the Lord told me to change the title. So I'm changing the title. I don't know what's happening, but something's going on. And I had a vision while we were worshiping. And you got to grab hold of this because this is essential because of the things that are changing. You're going to miss it if you don't get in tune. Everybody knows what the chambers of the tabernacle are. If you don't, I'm going to explain it very quick. The Lord told Moses to build the temple of God on earth as it is in heaven. There's three chambers: outer court, holy place, most holy place. Everybody got it? Each chamber has a different anointing, a function, and a purpose. Each chamber represents, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, he fulfilled all three chambers. The tabernacle of God, Jesus, when he said, nobody goes to the Father except for through me. What he was saying is, I am the three chambers, and I saw the Spirit of God. The word Spirit means breath. The breath of God hovers over the world. The breath of God moves. That's why God released his Spirit. See, he couldn't release his Spirit to everyone until they got washed with the blood, because the blood always goes before the Spirit. That's why Jesus came and paid the price. And so many people are missing the presence of the Spirit and the guiding of the Spirit. The Spirit will lead you to all truth, because they became religious, thinking that if they read the word, they tithe, they come to church, they're okay. Because they're still feeding to the tree of good and evil, not the tree of life. And there's a difference. Because in the Spirit is different. Totally different. And I saw Jesus in the Spirit of God. So I saw all three chambers. He was... And it was breathing from the outer court all the way through to the most holy place. And those who were worshiping, that's why the word says, the Father searches those who worship in truth and spirit. They were worshiping. They were releasing the words. They weren't just, oh, me. No, they were cooperating with the Spirit. See, you got to speak the words to connect with the Spirit. Because when you lease those words that come up here, he brings you through every chamber. It's like the Spirit to Spirit. Boom. First chamber, second chamber, third chamber, till you hit the fourth chamber. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The fourth chamber. What is the fourth chamber? It's another reality. Is everybody okay? The reason why, listen, why did God tell David to have 24-hour praise? Because he was sustaining. Why? Worship ambushes your enemies. You know why people don't worship? Because they're too prideful. They're not dead yet. They're not born again in the Spirit. They're born of the flesh still. Oh, I received Jesus 20 years ago. That means you're saved, but you ain't born again state of being. There's a difference. There's a saved state of being, and there's a born again state of being. And when people don't cooperate with the move of the Spirit, that's why he says, forsake not to assemble. Why? You've got to reach a high level of praise to get through all chambers, to get to the fourth chamber, which is another reality. It's a totally another reality. You see things different. You hear things different. Everything is different. Is everybody okay? Okay. So let's talk about the fourth chamber. Hallelujah. Grab your swords and go to 2 Corinthians 5. Expanding your reality. That's what God's trying to do. Why? Because the fourth chamber is another reality. Has everybody got it? The fourth chamber is a what? Another reality. So in expanding your reality, you must access the fourth chamber. When you expand, it's another word for advance. Amen? You advance. So there's a few things that must happen. You've got to get refreshed. Amen? You must be refreshed. So when you get refreshed, you're able to reset things. That's why many people go back and God has them reset, because they're not refreshed to advance. They hit repeating the same thing over and over. Sin, transgressions, iniquities. Every time he tries to advance them, he tries to put a place everyone in us to a higher level of worship, a higher level of praise. When you refuse that, you're disobedient. And it'll prevent you from expansion. Some people have never reached the second chamber. They're still living in the outer court. Listen, I'm not saying this to condemn anyone. Your personal walk with God is your personal walk. But I'm telling you what the Spirit is saying, because he wants to advance us in a greater and more powerful way. Because what's getting ready to happen, many are missing it. Think of how many people got because they can't see it through. Look at how many people are dying left and right. Listen, if you've been, you just repent and break that curse off, because that is a mark of the beast. It's not the mark of the beast, but it's one of them. It's killing people left and right. But because people have not reached that level to see things through, they got deceived, because Satan's greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. And that means they're still a part of the world. They're not free yet. Still relying on the world's education, medication. We sang that word, that phrase today, by his stripes we are healed. How many people believe it? They can sing it, but most people don't believe it. They've never reached that level. You got to reach the level of faith to receive everything, no matter what. No matter what. And if you're not a worshiper, I worship God with my tithe and this. That ain't worship, man. Worship is breath to breath. He brings you from one chamber to the next chamber, to the next chamber, to another reality. And when you get to that other reality, you see all things, you know all things. Things are different. Again, I'm not here to condemn anyone. I'm here to tell you the truth, because your daddy who loves you, who paid the price for you, who died for you, wants you to rise up to another level. Because it's time. Because people are going to be left behind who thought they did the right thing. He said, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, I did this, this, and this. He said, I don't know you. Why? No relationship. See, many have a relationship with the mind, but not of the spirit. It's different. It's different. That means you want to worship him. You love him. His presence is everything to you. Without his presence, you're nothing. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Now, again, we want to get to that place. How do we get there? There's a place where you have to get refreshed every day by worship, so that you can reset, and then things begin to be restored. Even things of your memory gets restored. Is everybody okay? The things that God has told you before that you forgot. Why? And the enemy comes because he wants you to forget, because if you don't complete the assignments, you don't get the release of the promise. And the devil knows that. Hallelujah. So you want to get refreshed, reset, get things restored. Why? So you can access the expanding place of the kingdom of God, where there is the true reality of God himself. And in that reality is your identity. And when you don't reach this place or touch this place, your identity gets compromised, polluted, and you look for your identity according to the ways of the world, the voice of the stranger, and don't even know it. You look for your identity in the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. You begin to try and please man and not God. Then you have a false act on the outside, but the inside is ridiculously tormented. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. Is everybody there? Hallelujah. How many of you know it's going to take discipline, right, man? It's going to take a routine that you must maintain your foundation. As you can tell, I'm on fire today. I'm telling you, anointing is wonderful. Wonderful. Fourth chamber, that's the name of the teaching. Thank you, Papa. Verse 1, let's speak it together, okay? For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. So there's a desire within you already to want to be more, to want to get to that fourth chamber, to want to be clothed with more of him and less of you. But many people don't know it. When they get that grown, they go to the world. Because they don't. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. For we who are in this tent groan, verse 4, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, and who also has given us the what? Spirit as a guarantee. In other words, he's given us his breath, that we can connect with his breath. So that his breath is going to take us. Remember, it's by the Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's you connecting with his Spirit, your breath and his breath going. He's going to take you through all chambers to another reality. Let's go a little further. Hallelujah. Verse 6, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. Well, what's well pleasing to him? A worshiper. One that seeks his heart. Amen? I'm sharing with you because God places the words and lyrics up so we cooperate with them. When you let those words fall to the ground, you miss something. You miss something. You miss something. What are you doing? You're missing the connection. It's like being on a Holy Ghost escalator, you know? You'll miss a step. You want to go through and reach that fourth chamber. You want to get through all of them, all three chambers, till you hit another reality where you realize who you are. Remember, the devil comes to steal your identity first. That's the first thing he comes to steal and compromise. People don't fall because they fall because they lost their identity, because they've allowed the enemy to steal it one way or another. Offense, rejection, all these things, these are ploys of the enemy. Hallelujah. Verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Does everybody get that? Nobody escapes. Everybody's accountable, no matter what you do. That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and also trust, are we well known in your conscience. Wow. Again, we groan. Why are we groaning? Because we want to expand. It's an area where we want to advance and expand into the reality of who we really are and who he is. Listen, the more you know who he is, the more you know who you are. When the enemy comes and compromises your identity, it's because you've lost distance. The presence of God is not there. Many people live on high. They make their choices and decisions in how they feel instead of what is the truth. Well, I got to get out of the way. Amen? And so does feel. If you trust only what you feel, God can never trust you. That's why some people have never gotten through. They've never advanced. Some people are still, again, caught in the second and first chamber, never reach the third chamber, let alone get it through all the way to the fourth chamber of reality. Everybody okay? 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more. That means advance, go after. Just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For in this is the will of God. Your what? Sanctification, your separation unto him. Your sanctification from the things of the world, from materialism, lustism, me, myself, and I-ism. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and in honor. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has given us the what? Holy Spirit. Why? It's the Holy Spirit that's going to bring you through to the reality, expanding your reality. Amen? He says we should know how to walk and to please him in sanctification from lustful passions of the corrupt world that we live in. Many people are rejecting the conviction of the Holy Spirit. They're walking lawlessness and disobedience. And their continued disobedience will lead to lawlessness and outright rebellion. More lawlessness. See, the enemy knows if he can get you to disobey on a little, he can get you to disobey in a lot. Never think that just because you missed up one thing that the other thing's not waiting. Amen? 1 John chapter 2. We're saying that it's our new season. That's what we've entered. We've already entered it. Some of the seals have already been broke. We're in a time at in the ending of the beginning of sorrows. We will be entering tribulation, but first we've got 7 years of plenty before 7 years of famine. We'll have a year in between, which would be a time of gleaning from the things that we've done. You mean time's running out? Oh, time is running out. Only God knows the exact time and date. Amen. But by the cycles and things, the prophetic times, and through the prophets, the word of God has been released. And through going into entering the expanding the true reality of God, you will see things. You will hear things. You will know things that others don't know. That's what separates you. That's what separates those who are connected and those who are not, those who are genetic and those who are genuine. There's a difference. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Let's speak it. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What's he talking about? The love of the... Don't love the ways of the worldly lusts, which cause you to fall out of divine order. Amen? Into a self-seeking, ego boasting. We're not into that. Amen? Praise God. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, or the pride of self, these are three categories, and underneath that is everything else. It's not of the Father, but is of the world. And who's the ruler of the earth? Satan's kingdom. Amen. God owns it. Amen. But he's allowing things to play out. For the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. That's what you must say. Are you really doing the will of God? Are you eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thinking because you're a good person, you're all right? Or are you eating from the tree of life, where there's righteousness and conviction, relationship, and a desire to get closer and to know him? Verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. Why did they go out and get manifest? Because they've never reached the second or third chamber, or even the fourth chamber. They lost and compromised their identity. But you have an anointing. Now, what is the anointing? The anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. That's come into the world. That's why Jesus came. He came as the anointed one and his anointing, which is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. Amen? He says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Well, if you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost with evidence of tongues, then the anointing's not there. Hello? Because when you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit are there. That's confirmation. Hallelujah. Again, verse 20, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you what? You know all things. Why? Well, where did you go? You went to the fourth chamber. Amen. You went to the third and fourth chamber of reality. You were brought through. Again, it's cooperation with the Spirit. He carries you through. Man, after my visitation with the Lord introduced me to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit used to come. He was my nanny. He was my mentor, my tutor. He was my dad. He was my best friend. He would come and take me every morning, and we'd go to the throne of God. He would take me. He would wake me up, come on, let's go, guy. And wherever we go, he'd say, come on, let's go. And when he didn't ask, then I would ask, where are we going today? What are we doing? It's relationship in the Spirit. I didn't go to the Bible. I went to the person. Because the presence was more important to me than what was written of him. He used to say, guy, you need to read the Bible. I don't want to read the Bible. Just tell me what to do. I'll do it. And he put up with it. Then finally he said, now it's time for you to learn the Bible. Because there are many that are not there. And I want you to teach them the Bible. I couldn't even read. I was a second grader, reader. Holy Spirit said, don't worry, I'll teach you how to read. He said, every time you make a mistake, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I did. After 4 months, I began to read. Within 1 year, I read more books in my whole life. And I used to say, Lord, I don't want to read any book, only a book that's out of your Bible now. And he said, no, guy, there are people that paid the price for 20 and 30 years, and you can learn from them in 2 hours. I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit mentors you and teaches you and you have a relationship, a true relationship with him, nothing is impossible. Nothing. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life because it don't matter. All things are going to work to the good because you know it. You know no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Nobody's going to get away with nothing. Amen? Nobody gets away with nothing. Glory. Hallelujah. They went out from us, but they were not of us, because if they'd been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest, because they were truly not of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all these things. Dear God, help us. I've not written you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. Don't love the ways of the worldly lusts. Grieving the Holy Spirit should be very vital to you. You don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. Now, grieving the Holy Spirit is different than you step on someone's foot, you go, oh, excuse me, amen. You make a mistake with the Holy Spirit, you forgive me. You know, I know I didn't listen to you. I should have listened to you. I'm sorry. Amen. But don't justify with him. Don't try to reason with him. Amen. Repent. And don't blame somebody else for your stuff. That will grieve the Holy Spirit. Why? Because you're not being honest. Honesty is a key that keeps you connected. When you're dishonest, you just got disconnected. Amen? And it'll also prevent you or stop you from expanding your reality. And you begin to drift from your identity. Amen? Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6. Let him who taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Hallelujah. Do not be deceived. Hello. Come on, say it with me. Do not be what? Deceived. Satan's greatest weapon is deception. His power is fear. Look what's going on all over the world. People are bound in fear. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, he's going to reap. For he who sows to the flesh will reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit, what's the word Spirit mean? Breath. Will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Hallelujah. Now, again, things that delay are crossing over to the next chamber, next chamber, next chamber. things that delay or postpone or stop or even misdirect us is by sowing in the flesh. Amen? They prevent us from expanding into the reality, your reality in Christ, and your identity in Christ. Again, it causes an individual to have to reset again. Somebody understand that? Now, in other words, repeat what God had told them already to do, and they didn't do it. We don't want to spend the rest of our life resetting, resetting, resetting. We want to spend the rest of our life refreshing to reset for something new. Not keep doing the same thing over and over in the past. Acts chapter 3 and verse 18. But those things God foretold by the mouth of all of his prophets. Why? Because they saw. See, the Spirit of God will come upon those prophets. And they'd bring them to another reality and they'd be able to see. They were seeing things that they couldn't explain. But they spoke what they saw. But they didn't know what it was. Look at the book of Revelation. Amen? John. Look at all the revelations he got in the book. Look what he wrote in the book of Revelation. And he didn't understand hardly much any of it. He just wrote down what he saw. But it must be interpreted. See, the Bible is interpreted by the Holy Spirit. So without the Holy Spirit, how are you going to know what he's saying? It's impossible. Without relationship with the author, it's impossible. It'll be just another book. Words. See, words become seeds. They don't become the sword until they're anointed. Amen? That's why Jesus never went out and did anything until when? The Holy Spirit came upon him. And he was the Word. He was the Word and didn't do nothing until the Spirit came upon him. When the Spirit came upon him, he no longer was the Word. He was the sword. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Verse 18, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of all of his prophets, that Christ, the Anointed One and his anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, would suffer. He has thus fulfilled. Repent. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. Repent. Why? Because that activates the blood. When you repent, the blood of Christ is activated. The Spirit now has access back to you. Without repentance, the Spirit backs off. Because you're prideful. Repent. And don't blame nobody else. Therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who has preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. Powerful. Repent, turn away. Enter into and refresh yourself. Get refreshed. Get those moments of refreshing from his presence. Amen? So you can reset. So things can be restored. So that you can expand and advance into the reality of Christ. And so your identity also can be restored and expand. The more you know who he is, the more you know who you are. That's why many people don't even know who they are. They're still trying to be somebody else. They're still trying to catch somebody else's identity. Does everybody get it? That's how the world lives. They have all these heroes. Our hero should be Jesus. Even Donald Trump said it. Said it right from the pulpit. They were talking about heroes, and they're saying, "Oh, Donald Trump, you're our hero." He says, "Oh, I'm nobody's hero. There's only one hero," he said, "and his name is Jesus." He told the whole world that. Don't be deceived by false media and the prophets of Baal. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace. God, what's grace mean? God's plan of escape. It's not God's favor. Oh, I'm under grace. No, you're not. No, grace is God's plan to escape. You ain't got no favor unless he's approved it. You earn the favor of God. It is not just given to you. Never believe that. Never. It's grace, it's God's favor. Yes, I am saved by grace. You're saved by your cooperation with the grace of plan of escape. You ain't cooperating with the grace, with the plan of God to escape. You're going to hell. It's that simple. Well, I'm once saved, always saved. You're an idiot. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God warns, he who willfully sins, there is no covering for that person. You die in that condition, you go to hell. Somebody get this? But I'm a good person. Forget the good. Are you a righteous person? See, in front of the Lord's throne, it says righteousness and justice enters. Not good. Not good. Good ain't good enough. When I ask me, how you doing? They say, I'm good. I said, that ain't good enough. Are you blessed and highly favored? That's the difference. Why? Because what you confess is what you possess. Your confession is bringing the presence of God or the presence of evil. Hallelujah. We can go on forever on that, but anyways. All right, let's go a little further. Verse 2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others. Does everybody get it? So these people, and here's what the Lord is saying. Look at, if they can't be faithful of what I've taught them, don't send them out to be a servant of mine. Somebody get it? Don't send them out to be teachers when they can't even receive what I'm teaching them. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Commit these to faithful, those who are faithful, men and women who are able to teach others. Well, if you can't receive a teaching, how can you give a teaching? You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare. How many know this is warfare? We have biological warfare all over the place. The medical, the chemtrails, all of these things. Many people don't even know what the heck's going on. There's biological war. We are in a spiritual warfare, but there's biological warfare. It says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. In other words, the lust of this life. That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to what? Rules. Ooh, rules. Entanglements of worldly lust will prevent an individual from advancing. Their words that come out of their mouth, their desires. There's a place where we must maintain our predestined boundaries that God has set before us. Why? So that every time we complete an assignment of him, we grow and we advance according to the rules. See, now rules are boundaries. Does everybody understand it? Rules are boundaries. So when you become a believer, God sets boundaries. Every ministry and every organization, corporation has boundaries. Amen? Is everybody okay? They have boundaries. Boundaries are rules and regulations. They're things that keep us in order, in divine order. What happens is when we cross over those boundaries, it displeases God because it's disobedient. And you know what happens? Reset time. So you don't go over those boundaries again. You will constantly reset things that he's asked you to do so you don't go over those boundaries until you get it right. Then when you get it right, there'll be a reset of advancement, but without a reset to complete what he's already told you to do, because once you do the assignments, then the promises are released. When you reject the assignments, as we don't complete the assignments, is you have to reset. I'm telling you, there are people that are going on a cycle, reset, never advancing. They've been doing that for years. That's what addiction does you. Amen? Puts you in a reset. All the time. Believe me, I was in a reset for 30-something years. So Jesus rescued my butt. Hallelujah. Got power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Okay. So again, verse 5. If anyone, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Does everybody get it? It's that simple. You must compete according to the what? The rules and regulations. Yes. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore, endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Wow. Luke 16, verse 10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you trust in the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. He says, unfaithful in the little things of rules, regulation, God has predestined, your boundaries. You'll be unfaithful in the larger things. In other words, if you're not responsible, if you're not disciplined, he knows he can't trust you. If you can't serve your flesh in the spirit, that you're going to either hate one or the other, and you should be hating your flesh. Amen. You should be hating the worldliness. Listen, the Bible says if the world hated Jesus, they'll hate you. So don't be a friend of the world. Who cares what they say? Small rules never. In other words, breaking these small rules will not allow you to expand. They'll prevent you. You'll stay in an immature state of being until you truly repent, expose it, disconnect it, remove it, and get reconnected in divine order. In other words, you repent, but you start doing the things that God has asked you to do. You know where you're supposed to be. You know what you're supposed to be doing. Don't compromise it. You know what's right and wrong within you already. Don't compromise it. You compromise it and justify it, you lose God's trust. Amen? Hebrews 12, verse 25. Make it simple. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, who are they talking about? Jesus, right? Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from what? Heaven, by his Spirit. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Are we in a shaking? Oh, you betcha. All over the world. Know this, yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, let us have the plan, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Shaking to advance or to hold back to reset. Everybody got it? So we are now in a time of resetting everything. Everything's being, so you're going to either be reset to advance or you're going to be reset to repeat. Amen? Remember, when you complete the assignment, the promise is released. Not until you complete it. Romans 13. That's why it's vitally important that you repent for unfulfilled vows. What's an unfulfilled vow? It is something that you said you were going to do and didn't. Oh, I didn't mean it. Try to tell the devil that when he brings it before the Lord. The Bible says that your accuser is before the Lord. Why? He's looking for access to everyone. So when a person doesn't repeat for something they said they were going to do and didn't do it, I'll be there at 10:30, and you show up at 12. Oh, man, sorry. No, you need to repent. Because the devil will bring that to the throne and say, look, that person lied. Does anybody get it? That's how the devil comes at us. People don't realize that they're never advancing because they've never repented for unfulfilled vows. Okay. How about loans? People, don't raise your hands. You know how many people never paid back loans? What you do? What do you do with it? You repent. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I know it was stupid. I should have done it. I'm sorry. Put it under the blood. Thank you. See, people are wondering why they're going in cycles and constant repeat. Because they're caught up in the cycle. A restart. But it's not turning over. Hallelujah. Romans 13, verse 11. And do this, knowing the time that now is high time to awake out of sleep. Why? Because the enemy puts people to sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and deception, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Amen? Oh, that speaks for itself. Proverbs 2. There's something we're going to need. Not only the filling of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but refreshing and repentance, washing with the blood, but we're going to need discernment. You can't get there without God's presence. I don't care how much you read. Hello? You must get it with God's presence. Why? Because the Holy Spirit brings things to remembrance. Proverbs chapter 2, in verse 1. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together, please. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, if you cry out for discernment, what does discernment do? Amen. Tells you what's what. You're able to discern right and wrong. You're able to especially discern what is the tree of good and evil and the tree of life. You're to discern times and seasons. You discern what's God's will and what's not. Not by emotion. Not by how you feel. It's an inner knowing by relationship. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. Now, wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. Amen? Verse 4. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. That's reverence, honor, and respect of the Lord. And find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the just and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, and understanding will keep you. Amen? And I close at Ephesians 5. No cooperation with the Spirit. He's the one that brings you to the fourth chamber of the expanding reality. See, that's where we're going, you know, when we go. You're going to go through the chambers. You go through the first, second. That's just a tunnel. It's a portal to each home. The tabernacle is a portal to home. You go through all three chambers. You go through the chambers when you die. That's why everybody says, yeah, but I saw this long tunnel portal and then the light, right? Because they went through all three chambers and then did one into the fourth chamber of eternity. Hallelujah. But what brings us from chamber to chamber? Your worship. Why? Because you're connecting with the Spirit. Spirit to Spirit brings you through. Ephesians 5, verse 1, please. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Be imitators of God as dear children. In other words, his character traits. Amen? And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as it is fitting for saints. Nevertheless, especially filthiness or foolish talking or what? Coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving to thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, covetous man, who is an idolater, who has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ, they will not have any inheritance. That means homosexual, lesbian, transgender, pedophiles, another of them. Why? Because those are demons in people. Don't tell me you were born that way. You got a spirit. Amen? Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once what? Darkness, but you are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. It's going to take this sermon to expose them, isn't it? For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things are exposed and made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? They're evil. We are in an evil time. Right now, things are happening. God is raising up his children. Remember, we are supposed to be his body. He's depending on us to get things right here. Amen? He's depending on us. And the shaking will either advance you or could remove you. It's up to you. Amen? Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word and for the anointing and your release today. I pray, Father, that the seed and the word of God that's been imparted by the Spirit of God will be sealed with the blood of Jesus, and it will grow and bear fruit for your glory as you bring it to remembrance of everything we do. Lord, give us a thirst and hunger for your presence to go through every chamber and restore the true reality we have for us and our identity in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.